People have been asking me for years why they seem to see fewer birds than they used to. This year I've heard from more people from more places asking this question than ever before. To non-birders, birds seem plenty common, often too abundant. Canada geese, ring-billed gulls, and American robins have undergone something of a population explosion in recent decades. City pigeons, starlings, and house sparrows are plenty common enough, at least in North America. Wild turkeys are now found in areas where they never had been found in past decades or centuries, though many local populations are not truly established, but continually augmented by hunting groups. I'm afraid that in the future, wild turkeys may become every bit as much of an ecological hazard as white-tailed deer are now. But meanwhile, a great many other birds are declining, some so significantly that we may face extinctions and dramatic extirpations in coming decades unless something is done. Sadly, the birds declining are species never mentioned in school science programs, and many educated adults have never heard of them, so Midwestern children have a more visceral reaction when they hear about impending extinctions of polar bears or penguins or the rainforest than they do about the plight of prairie chickens or upland sandpipers. But those of us who have been watching birds for a few decades can't help but have noticed that before the 80s, we'd see spring warbler waves just about any time we went out in May, while now, even in major migration areas, we just don't see them as often as we used to. Evening grosbeaks were abundant in the Northland during the 70s and 80s. I used to get hundreds every day in late summer every year. This year I had a flock of about 16 stay in my area for almost 6 weeks. This was the first time in over a decade that I had more than one at my feeder at a time, and the first time in at least 15 years that grosbeaks remained here for longer than a few minutes. It was so exceptional that it literally made the newspaper. With many declines, we have no idea what's going on. In the case of evening grosbeaks, there is no hard and fast data about their abundance before the 1970s, so we don't know if their populations undergo long-term cyclic declines and surges, or if the widespread decline since the 90s, documented over the entire eastern half of the continent, has been truly cataclysmic. Species by species, we have to tease out the real losses from the apparent losses to ensure that birds that are missing from one area haven't simply moved on to another area. There have always been hurricanes, fires, and other catastrophes, and during human history, most species have rebounded after declines. Is it possible that some birds will reach a tipping point due to some combination of the changes in climate, pesticide loads and levels of other toxins, loss of habitat, outright mortality to windows, lighted communications towers, domesticated cats, and all the other changes people have wrought? And will we have enough warning to be able to prevent species losses? That's all impossible to say. But tomorrow I'll be talking about how difficult it is for scientists to quantify how many birds have already disappeared. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.